Blog Talk Radio.
We might be surprised today, Sister Kiva. Can't get Sister home, so we might be on our way. Can't get her. Good morning. Good morning. Truly, we thank God for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank God for his goodness and his mercy. And happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers in the Lord, the mothers in Zion. We thank God for you and thank God that you have been there for us many years. Some of us, our mothers have gone on to be with the Lord, but we still truly want to thank God because they were a blessing while they were here. And we thank God for that and how he blessed us and still blessing us today. May have a little bit of tears to wipe, but that's all right. Thank the Lord. Amen. They're resting in the Lord. Amen. Let us look to the Lord in prayer and open our service. Reaching out to Sister Holmes. Don't know if she might be on her way, but we just thank God. Thank God. I believe we have Sister Lillian on this morning. Thank God for her and ask God's continued blessings be upon our dear sister. We know she's been struggling in her body, but we just thank God. We're going to continue to lift her up before the Lord. We know our God's able. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we once again come before your throne of grace and mercy, and we come, dear Lord, in the humblest way we know how. We want to say thank you, Lord God, for another beautiful day you've allowed us to see. Thank you, Lord God. We know the world is celebrating Happy Mother's Day, and we say a Happy Mother's Day to our dear mothers that you have blessed us with, our natural mothers, Lord God, and even our spiritual mothers and our mothers in Zion, Lord God. We thank you for them. Ask your continued blessings be upon all the people of God everywhere, dear Father, this day. Father, we pray a special prayer and blessing this morning upon the saints that may be still on their way, that have not arrived as of yet. We ask that you grant traveling mercies over the highways, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Allow no accidents to befall them. Pray in the precious name of Jesus that you remember others, Lord God. We thank you for even our visitor that was in their Sunday school this morning and ask that you would send out more souls today, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, on this day, dear Father, because it's Mother's Day, many will be turning, going to church, dear Heavenly Father, and worshiping with their mothers. But, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that that won't stop just this day, but, Lord God, it will continue on. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you remember our dear sister Lillian in a special way, Lord God. If she could, she would be out, dear Heavenly Father. But we ask in the name of Jesus that you would strengthen her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Continue to look down upon our dear sister with favor, Lord God. We know how much she loves you, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, her desire is to be here, but she's just unable. Her body is not allowing her. And so in the name of Jesus, Lord God, if you found favor in our sight, Lord God, would you touch her and heal her, Lord God, and allow her to be able to be back out to the house of the Lord. Father, we pray likewise that you would remember Brother James Allen, Lord God. We desire to see him, Lord, in the services. We know Sister Lillian's down, but he still can make it, dear Heavenly Father. And so we just ask that you make a way, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord, Sister Carol. We thank you for her being here this morning and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon our dear sister. Love her, Lord God, with all of our heart, mind, and soul, dear Lord. And thank you, Lord God, for this beautiful witness, dear Heavenly Father, that she is, dear Lord, to each and every one of us. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Thank you for Sister Regina being out this morning. Thank you for all your manifold blessings upon her, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would grant her the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord God, to continue to press on, dear Heavenly Father, in her walk with thee, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember her daughter and her grand and her great-grand, dear Heavenly Father. Pray, Lord God, a special prayer and blessing, Lord God, be with her, dear Lord. Lord, we know, Lord God, that she lives in a village, dear Heavenly Father, where sometimes there's some things that are going on, dear Father, and, you know, her water and various things have been out, but Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We haven't heard lately there has been any trouble, dear Lord, but Lord, we leave it and cast it into your your hands and ask that you would bless our dear sister. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you remember Sister Webb, dear Father. We don't see her as of yet, dear Lord, and don't know if she may be on her way, but we know, Lord God, she had a little setback, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, she was still praising you. She was still honoring you, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you for this dear sister, another beautiful woman in the Lord, dear Heavenly Father, another beautiful mother, dear Heavenly Father, who's raised her children, Lord God, and now her heart's desire is to see them saved. We pray, Lord God, that you remember her daughters, Lord God, and remember her grandchildren, dear Father. Likewise, remember her companion, dear Lord. We thank you for him too, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to be with him, Lord God. Speak to his heart, dear Heavenly Father. Father God in heaven, we thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed her thus far, dear Father, and ask that you would continue to bless her, dear Heavenly Father, as she healed in her body. Father, we want to thank you, Lord God, for Sister Farish Day too, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon her, Lord God, there in Boston. Ask that you would remember her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you for this dear sister, and ask a special prayer and blessing upon her and her family there in Boston. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember our dear sister Holmes, Lord God. We didn't reach her on the phone, Lord God. We'll try again if she's not here, Lord God, to reach out to her, Lord God. But we thank you for our dear sister and ask that you would continue to bless her in every way she stands in need of. Thank you, Lord God, for her family who cares for her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for her daughters, dear Father, her son, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we no doubt in our mind if it hadn't been for them, dear Lord, and all the help, dear Lord, and how she raised them, Lord God, dear Father, she might not be able, Lord God, to do some of the things she's able to do, Lord God. But we thank you for each and every one of her children, Lord God, and ask that you would bless them in every way they stand in need of. Continue to keep our sister strong in the faith, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, she's such an encouragement to each and every one of us. We love her dearly, Lord God, and ask in the name of Jesus that thou will continue to bless. Be with Sister Smith this morning. Thank you for her being out, and ask your continued blessings upon her, Lord God. Her desires to see her sister, her daughter, and all her grandchildren and nephews, dear Heavenly Father, saved, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, we know, Lord God, that one day, dear Heavenly Father, one day, Lord God, and maybe even when we're all dead and gone, dear Father, that one of them may give their life to you, dear Heavenly Father. We don't know, Lord God, because there were those who were praying for us, Lord God, when we were out of the ark of safety, and they don't know that we're saved today, but dear Father, they continue to hold us up before you, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you would continue to bless, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Kiva being out this morning, and thank you for that beautiful smile, Lord God, and thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for her testimony she gave, dear Father, how she was out in the store purchasing some Bibles, and she ran into someone, and they were asking her, saying some things to her, and she was able, Lord God, because she had been coming and hearing the word and studying, Lord God, she was even able to answer, dear Heavenly Father, and she said she didn't feel like a bumbling fool, but she was able, Lord God, to give them some information, dear Father, and we thank you for that and ask that you would bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Continue to be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of this day. Father God in heaven, we don't see Sister India, but we ask that you would remember her in little infinity, Lord God, and ask a special prayer and blessing be with this dear sister, Lord God, as she rears her child in these perilous times. We ask, O Lord, that you would bless her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would be with little infinity. We know, Lord God, that she has an upcoming surgery in June, dear Father, so we're praying ahead, dear Heavenly Father, ask that you would bless and go ahead and prepare the way for this child to go through this surgery. Ask that you would be with her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember all the saints who have gathered here this morning. We thank you for them being in the house of God this morning. Thank you for Brother Levester, Brother Jackson. I saw him this morning. Brother Reggie, Lord God, thank you for this dear brother. And Asher, continue blessings upon him and his household. Remember his companion, Miss Nancy, Lord God. Pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with him. Remember his grands, his son and his grands and great-grands, dear Father. We ask in the precious name of Jesus, likewise, that you would remember, Lord God, Sister Millicent, and Sister Melita, Lord God, thank you for their work and their diligence, dear Heavenly Father, to the cause of thee, Lord God, and all the saints of God, Brother Maurice and Sister Laurentine downstairs with the children. Thank you for them being out this morning. Even thank you for their questions, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, that they have questions to ask, Lord God, and we want to be able to rightly divide and give them, dear Heavenly Father, an answer according to your word. Father, we thank you even for the teachers, Lord God, that you have blessed in this congregation, Lord God, that how they study and they read your word, Lord God, so that they can write rightly divide the word of truth, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, special prayer and blessing to be upon them, Lord God. Remember, Brother Byrene, we were not able to get up, dear Lord, this morning to hear what the superintendent review was all about. But, Lord, we know, dear Father, it was in your hands. And so we just thank you, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that you blessing, dear Heavenly Father, to rightly divide your word. And so we just ask that you would bless, be with him, Lord God. We pray a special prayer and blessing upon his companion likewise, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you would be with him in a mighty, mighty way. Father, we want to thank you for Sister Blake being here this morning and ask your continued blessings upon her, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her, dear Heavenly Father, as she, Lord God, breaks down the word of God and her exhortations, Lord God. And we just thank you for this dear sister and all the knowledge that you have given her, Lord God, and the love that she has for the house of God, the saints of God. Come over 2 days, this week, Lord God, but the past week, Lord God, and worked in the garden, dear Heavenly Father, clearing out the weeds and the various things, Lord God, to make sure that you're not only the house of God, but even the land, the property around it, Lord God, is cleaned up, Lord God. We thank you for that. Thank you for Brother Robert, our janitor, Lord God, who comes in and cleans, dear Heavenly Father, and takes care of the house of God so that we're able to come in and worship you, Lord God. And thank you for all of our trustees, dear Heavenly Father. Sometimes we fail, Lord God, just to say thank you, Lord God, but we want this morning to know that we're saying thank you for all of them, Lord God, and the work that they do, Lord God, and the due diligence that they give to the house of God to make sure we're able to be able to come in and worship you, Lord God, because David said in the Psalms, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, glad to come in, dear Heavenly Father, to your dwelling place, dear Heavenly Father, ask in the name of Jesus, likewise, that you would remember, Lord God, all the saints that are online, dear Heavenly Father, remember Sister Sandy, remember in her body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. Remember her children, Lord God. Remember Matthew and Monty, Lord God, and her son Mike, dear Heavenly Father, her grands, dear Lord, and great-grands, dear Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. Remember Kamonte, dear Father, in a special way, Lord God. We were so glad to see her, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray likewise that you would remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Ruth, dear Father, she's on this morning. Ask a special prayer and blessing upon her body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, as she continues to grow in grace and in the knowledge of thee, Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember Sister Sanders down in Florida, Lord God. Remember her family. Remember her daughter, dear Father, in a special way, Lord God. Remember her son and remember her grands and great-grands. Remember her companion, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Sanders, Lord God, and ask your blessings be upon her, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God, and let her know, Lord God, that we are lifting her up in prayer. We're praying for her, Lord God, because, Lord God, we believe, dear Heavenly Father, you have brought us together as brothers and sisters in the Lord, and so we thank you for that. Father, we just want to thank you this morning for all that you have done for us. I thank you, Lord God, even for allowing us to travel to see my aunt yesterday, 93 years old, Lord God. And I thank you for that, Lord God, even though it was kind of hard to look at her, Lord God, and see glimpses of my mother. But, oh, I thank you, dear Father. It was so good to see and how good of condition she's in, dear Heavenly Father, and how, Lord God, you're blessing her, Lord God. And we just ask that you would be with her, Lord God. Remember my cousin who has to go for surgery, Lord God. We just pray that you would bless her. Likewise, remember Sister Fran. Lord God, we know that she, dear Heavenly Father, is in therapy too, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God. She's pressing on, dear Heavenly Father. She's holding on, dear Father, to the one she knows that's able, dear Father, to do all things but fail. Father, we just want to thank you this morning and praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for all that you've done for us. Remember our world, the condition in which it is in. Remember the leaders of this world, dear Father. Oh, our president, vice president, our congressmen, Lord God, our senators, our legislators, dear Heavenly Father, our judges, Lord God. Oh, my. Do they need you, Lord God? And we pray for them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Help them to know that you are God, and beside you, there is none other. Father, we don't see Mr. Dalton, dear Father, as of yet this morning, but we pray for him and ask that you would continue to be with him, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. We're missing Brother Willis again this morning, Lord God. We pray for this soul, dear Heavenly Father. Help him to hold on, dear Heavenly Father. Help him, Lord God, Lord, not to get weary in well-doing. Help him, Lord God, not to turn back, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, he's made some steps forward, Lord God, and the enemy is trying to drag him back, Lord God, but help him to
press on in spite of, Lord God. Help him to realize, dear Father, we all came down that road. We all were there, dear Heavenly Father. When we were in our justified state, we were there, Lord God. When everything that happened around us, the enemy would try to draw us back. But, Lord, we had to keep pressing and pressing and pressing, Lord God, to get where we are today, Lord God. And we thank you for that. Ask that you remember Brother Sammy Mann, dear Father. We don't see him today, but we just ask that you would bless. Remember his daughter, Karen. Haven't heard from her, Lord God, but remember her and remember the family at large, dear Heavenly Father, in a mighty way. Remember Brother Mann's family, Joe and all his brothers and sisters, Lord God, and remember his brother man's grandchildren and great-grands, Lord God. We know that it was brother man's concern about their souls, dear Heavenly Father, before he left this earth, dear Father. He was concerned about them, dear Heavenly Father. And so we pray and we lift them up to you. And likewise, remember the homeless. Remember those, dear Heavenly Father, who are without food. Brother man was so concerned about them, Lord God. And so we continue, Lord God, his concern. And we pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts. Likewise, Lord God, as it's coming to mind, remember Brother Morgan's family, Lord God. And we remember his prayer for his daughters, Lord God, and how he wanted them, Lord God, to be truly saved, dear Father. Wanted them to come out of, dear Father, Babylon and come out of wrong teaching, Lord God. And so we pray for Twyla, Dora, and Teresa, Lord God, and in a mighty way, Lord God, because their dad, Lord God, left them, dear Father, with an example, Lord God. He loved you, Lord God. He pressed forward, dear Heavenly Father, all through all the obstacles of life, dear Heavenly Father. He ran for you, Lord God, up to the day he died, dear Heavenly Father. He was here that night before, dear Heavenly Father, in the services, Lord God. And the next morning, Lord God, not knowing, dear Father, that would have been his, that was his last testimony that he gave, dear Father, of how good you have been to him, Lord God. And so we just want to thank you and ask that you would remember, Lord God, his request for his family members. Remember Skylar, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, her name is escaping my mind right now, but the others, Lord God, Vanessa and Lee, dear Heavenly Father, and likewise Lori, dear Father. Remember her, dear Father. Oh, we haven't seen them since brother's been gone, but Lord God, we pray for their souls and ask that you would bless. Now have thine own way. Remember our officer that's on the parking lot this morning and ask that you would bless and be with him likewise, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for him, Lord God, and remember his family, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God. Just bless each and every one of us this day, Lord God, as we come into your house and gathered in your name to worship you, dear Heavenly Father. Help our minds to be focused on the things of God and not the things of this world. Help us, Lord God, to turn off this world, dear Father, for the time that you have given us right now, just to come in and praise you and to worship you, dear Heavenly Father, in the beauty and holiness of thy eternal word. Now have thine own way, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would speak to these lips of clay, dear Father, that you would preach the word of God, dear Father. Ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would anoint afresh, dear Heavenly Father, that we might do your will. And if there's anyone we fail to pray for, Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would remember them in a mighty way. Remember all the sick and shut in, Lord God. And you're bringing to my mind Sister Summers' children, Lord God. And yes. Sister Summers, as she comes to my mind, dear Father, that was her prayer for her son, her prayer for her daughters, Lord God, her prayer for her grands, dear Father. Oh, she's gone on, Lord God, but she's still, Lord God, her prayers are still lingering in our mind, dear Father. She would ask, dear Father, to remember them. So remember them, Lord God. We beg of thee, Lord God. Speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Now have thine own way in the services, Lord God. And we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Here's Sister
Praise
the
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Morning. What is the hope?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Shall we turn in our worship of the Lord to page 29? 29 in the worship of the Lord. 29. 29:29 in the worship of the Lord. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. 29.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold, eyes are before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin.
Joyful, we adore thee. Amen. We thank God for his goodness. We give glory to him for this beautiful day that he has made. And we thank God that we can rejoice and be glad in it. So glad to be in the house of God this morning. So glad to see Sister Holmes this morning.
Amen.
Praise our God. So glad that you're here. Amen. Thank God. So glad for our visitor this morning. We thank God for you that you're here. Amen. And we are here and we're glad to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. We give honor to our pastor, Pastor Jenkins, and we thank God for her. For we know we do want to give honor to whom honor is due. And we thank God because he has placed her as the leader of this congregation, as the shepherd of this congregation. And we thank God for how he blesses her and anoints her and gives her power to preach his word. And he's put the love in her heart for each and every one of us. And truly, we love her also. Thank God for his word. Our responsive reading this morning is found in the word of God in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Thank the Lord. Thanking God for his word. And happy Mother's Day this morning. Amen. Praise our God. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Thank God. Thank the Lord for his goodness. And as we, even as we will be reading the responsive reading, we keep a prayer on our hearts for those who, that we pray are on their way, that God will give them traveling mercies and allow them to arrive safely at the house of God. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. We're thankful that our young people are here today as well. Amen. Good to see them come in. Bless the Lord. So good. Bless the Lord. We thank God for his presence felt, even for the way that he kept us from on last week, to allow us to come here at this time, at this moment. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Amen. Bless the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 2, reading verse 1. Well, we'll tarry for just a moment longer. Some of our young people have come up. We want them to be able to find the scripture. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Bless the Lord. It's important for us to tarry one for another, even that they might find the scripture, find the word. We know we were each at one time at the place. We may be able to find the scriptures quickly now, but each and every one of us at one time had to struggle a little bit to find when we were first learning. And so we're tarrying for those who are learning. Thank the Lord. Hebrews chapter 2. Verses 1 through 4. Amen. Reading verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward,
how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Together, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Amen. Praise our God. God even proves his power. Amen. So that those who doubt may see and know that God is real and his power is real. Thank God for his precious word this morning. We're going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, because the Lord gives us the privilege to bring our needs and our burdens to him. So we'll ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Holmes. Amen. God bless you, sister. Amen. Sister Carol.
several other things. Remember that.
Yeah.
Remember my grandson Justin's wife.
Yes. Amen. Sister Carol's request just to remember her family and remember Mrs. Dunn, her neighbor across the street. The ambulance came in and picked up. Remember them. Remember her much in prayer. And also to remember Sister Carol's grandson, Justin. His wife had surgery, had cancer surgery. So just remember that whole family in much in prayer.
Sister Blake, Sister Webb said, remember her prayer. Her leg's swollen on her.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, she's retaining fluid. So remember her much in prayer. She's not going to be able to be out today, but has to get to the doctor. So remember her and her family, she said.
Amen. So remember Sister Webb. She's not able to be out today. Remember her much in prayer. She'll have to get to the doctor. Remember her and remember her family much in prayer.
The
McCauley family also. Two of the children are sick. Amen. Continue to remember Sister Maria. Amen. You know, the Lord is bringing you along each day. Each day. So, amen. So remember her in prayer. She has some swelling also. So just remember that the Lord will make her footsteps sure. Amen. Amen.
Sister Blake, I think she continues to remember Miss Betty. I reached out to Michelle, and she says her mother's moving back and forth right now in and out of a wheelchair. So remember Miss Betty much in prayer. That one leg has really protruded out, coming down, and it sticks out. She can't put her weight on it. So just remember her much in prayer. She is still in the nursing home.
Yeah.
That's what you can say. Right? I told Michelle we're still keeping her and them in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the anniversary of the passing of the children are here another 2 months in July. I mean, not 2 months, next month, I think it says, when they were from that fire. So remember them much in prayer.
Yeah. Miss Betty and her daughter Michelle and the children's parents as well. Those little girls' mother. I think of this occasion of Mother's Day, how her heart must be broken. It's been almost a year since the fire that they died in. So remember that whole family much in prayer. Sister Holmes. Amen. So she's had problems with trouble with her eyes, but not with her feet. Amen. And not with your soul. Amen. Praise God. Remember our pastor, that the Lord would anoint her to preach the word this day. Other requests. Brother Tony. Amen. Thank the Lord. God bless you, Brother Tony. Again, remember our children much in prayer. We're glad that they're here, our young people. Just continue to pray for them because there are many things going on in this world. And Satan is trying to sift them like wheat. And so just continue to remember our young people. Remember this nation. That hearts would be turned, those who are seemingly going against God at every turn. That their hearts would be changed. Remember those who are in our government, who have responsibilities. God, that they would seek the guidance of the Lord before they make decisions that affect people. All general requests, we all need something from the Lord. And I know the sister pastor already prayed for Sister Lillian, but continue to remember her much in prayer. She's not able to get up and move around very much. She's on the phone today. I thank God that she has been for the last several Sundays. But she says it may be a while before she's able to get back to service. So just continue to remember her much in prayer. After our hymn of meditation, we'll ask Brother Byrene if you would take us to the throne of grace. And if there's anyone who has a special need, come and stand at an altar, bow at an altar. But just know that you can come and come boldly. We're told to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain help in time of need.
Did you find in your bulletin a sheet? Hasten and tell. Should be in your bulletin. Hasten and tell. Sing verse 1 and 2, the chorus. 3 and 4, the chorus. One and two, then the fourth. Three and four, the fourth.
Ask and it shall be given you, brother. He is the Lord who careth for all. Come with your heart all broken and bleeding. Come, he will hear and answer your call. Hasten and tell him, why do you tarry? Open your heart while Jesus is near. Bring him the burden.
To comfort, bless Thank God to be here today, and thank God to see each and every one of you. And he's already heard your request.
Amen.
He already knew them before you came in.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew what each and every one of us stood in need of. But he only asks us to ask him. Amen.
Amen.
We can't be quiet. We can't be to where we don't trust him as the living God. So he asks us to ask. Amen. So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer. Our kind, most gracious, and heavenly Father, as we come before your throne, we truly want to say thank you this morning for recognizing your people and allowing us to gather together once again in the house of God to fellowship one with another. And we're truly thankful, dear Father, to be before your throne and realize it's a place of worship. It's a place of holiness. It's a place of righteousness. And those that have lived this way have the privilege and the right to call upon your name. So we're truly thankful this morning in the name of Jesus that you have allowed us to be able to come to the throne of grace, the throne of grace and mercy. And you've looked down with favor this day, and you allowed us to make our way to the house of God with health and strength. And even there are those that are on the internet service, as well as on the phone service, that desire to hear from thee this day and have brought forth requests. We ask that thou remember them in a special way and look down with favor upon them, Father. We're thinking of Sister June Webb, and we ask that thou remember her in a special way in body, realizing she's battling some things in and out and dealing with some swelling, and things are going away, but then they're returning. So we ask that thou remember her in a special way and strengthen her and touch her in body. We ask that thou would look down upon her with favor. You know her life and you know her faithfulness unto thee. So we ask that thou would bless in a mighty way. And likewise, we're thankful to know that Sister Lillian is listening in as well. And we ask that thou remember her in a special way, realizing that she's feeling weak in body and hasn't been able to totally recover from sickness and different things coming up on her. So we ask that thou would have mercy once again. And we ask that thou would look down upon her with much favor, dear Father. We ask that thou would look at her faithfulness in speaking to others about thee. Brother James, we think of him and others in her neighbors. We realize that she has spoken to and she's keeping the faith. So we ask that thou would remember her now in a special way while she's suffering in body. Have thine own divine way. Bless and see her through. We ask that thou remember Brother James in a special way. We haven't seen him for a while and we haven't heard from him either. So we ask that thou remember him in a special way and look down with favor. And we're truly thankful to see Sister Holmes here this morning. Truly thankful for her. Truly thankful to know that she has pressed her way to the house of God. She said when you'd allow the weather to brighten up, she would be here. And she's faithful to her word. We see her here this day. And it is a bright day outside, as it was said. A bright day and a day that is called Mother's Day. And we're thankful to have this mother in the house of God on this Mother's Day in the world. So we ask that thou remember her in a special way. Remember her children in like manner. Remember her loved ones, dear Father, that are taking care of her and seeing her through. And as she has said, her eyes are a little dim this morning, but her feet were able to make it here to the house of God. So we're truly thankful for her faithfulness unto thee. And likewise, dear Father, we ask that thou remember Sister Maria. She said she's swelling too in body, but we know that pregnancy brings on some different things as you go through. So we ask that thou remember this young saint, oh God, in a special way and look down upon her with favor. And truly, dear Father, we're asking and praying for the life that's within that you know all about more than anybody on the outside. We realize that thou knows all about what's going on the inside. You said in your word you knew they were coming. So we ask that thou would bless and take care and allow this little one to live and live again once it comes out. We ask that thou would bless in a mighty way. Have thine own divine way. Remember Brother DeAndre that's here this morning as well. We're thankful to see him. Ask that thou remember him in a special way and continue to bless him. Bless him as he goes to and fro. Remember him soul, body, and spirit. And likewise, remember his travels as he travels to and fro. Likewise, remember the boys in a special way. Remember their sons. Ask that thou would bless Tatum and bless little Liam in a special way and look down upon him with favor and guide him through. And thankful to see Grandpa here. We ask that thou remember him in a special way. Thankful for him and recognizing bright and sunny day that you have blessed on this Mother's Day in the world. So we ask that thou would remember him in a special way and what he stands in need of. We ask that thou would look down upon him with much favor. Thankful, dear Father, to see Brother Levester here. And we ask that thou remember him in a special way. Remember his family, remember his loved ones, his children, remember his son. He said he's been in town for a little bit, maybe in for a little longer due to some problems with his vehicle. But we pray that thou would look down upon him with favor and remember him in a special way. He'd like to be able to spend more time around his father as his father gets older. So we ask that thou would remember that request in a special way and look down with favor. Thankful likewise to see the rest of the saints here. Sister Kiva here this morning. We're thankful to see her. We're thankful to see Sister Smith here this morning. Remember her in a special way and her many requests. We're likewise thankful for the children being here this morning. Hadn't seen them for a while. You blessed them to be able to be out and back in the house of God. And we ask that thou would remember them in a special way. We realize, dear Father, that as we study your word, we realize that the nature of sin starts out even in the youth, even from birth. And we realize these young souls need to be delivered. They truly have a battle to come to thee. So we ask that thou would allow us to be guided and directed on how to teach them and guide them and direct them in the knowledge and understanding of thee, that one day you will save them and save them to the uttermost. So we ask your blessings upon them in a special way. Likewise, Sister Carol, this morning we ask that thou bless her, see her through. We ask that thou remember her many requests and continue to bless her family and as she's praying for them. And I believe she spoke of a grandson that may have cancer or had to have an operation. Someone had an operation for cancer. And we know in a special way, we know that you're able to heal cancer. There's no question in my mind at all. So we ask that thou would remember this situation in a special way. Allow their faith and allow Sister Carol's faith to continue to pray for her loved one, knowing that thou has allowed her to be a witness of cancer being relieved. So we ask that thou would bless in a mighty way. And likewise, we're thankful to see in our visitor here this morning, Chris Stone. We ask that thou remember him in a special way. He's made his way to the house of God this morning, Father. And as he stands before thee this morning and stands before your message of your word, we ask that something would speak to his heart and mind and allow him to know where he lives in this life and allow him to know where life eternal lives. So we ask that thou would have thine own divine way. And we're thankful to see Sister Lawrence here. We ask that thou remember her in a special way. Likewise, we ask that thou would look down upon her with much favor. She had been not feeling well in body, no doubt dealing with some swelling, I believe, herself. So we ask that thou remember her in a special way. Likewise, Brother Maurice, we're thankful for him. We're thankful for his faithfulness, and we ask that thou continue to bless him, soul, body, and spirit. Likewise, Sister Regina, this morning, we're thankful for her being here. We ask that thou remember her in a special way. And Sister Millicent, likewise, remember her many requests for those that she's praying for and asking thee to have mercy upon. So we ask that thou remember those conditions. And likewise, Sister Blake, this morning, we're thankful for her faithfulness and we're thankful for her being here in the house of God. And we ask that thou would remember her in a special and a mighty way. And as has been said, remembering Minister Jenkins this morning, as she has come before an altar, bowed knee before thee, having something up on her heart that's truly pressing to ask thee to guide and direct her and give her understanding in. We know that she's come to the right counselor, and that is thee. You're able to counsel, you're able to guide, and you're able to direct into all truth and understanding. So, dear Father, we ask this morning that you'd look down with favor upon our minister, bless her, and see her through, guide and direct her, give her the strength and the power she needs this morning to deliver your word and to speak to your people and to allow us to have an understanding of the message that you have given her in a special and a mighty way. Not forgetting Sister Melita in the back, we ask that thou remember her in a special way and continue to bless her and her family like manner. Now have thine own divine way. If there's any I forgot to mention this morning, dear Father, we ask that thou would look down with favor. Remember Brother Reggie, I spoke to him this morning. Keep him in your care and remember him, soul, body, and spirit. Likewise, his companion. Brother Roberts comes to mind as well, remembering him in a special way and look down with favor. And those we don't see here, new converts and those that were spoken of, Sister India, remember her in a special way. Little Infinity in a special way. Remember the operation she has coming up. Now have thine own divine way this day in the services. We truly want to say thank you, Father, for all that you do. We truly want to say thank you for the Church of God. We truly want to say thank you for knowing that righteousness stands. We truly want to say thank you for all that you do each and every day in the blood of Jesus Christ that has atoned for our sins. Now help mankind, as it's been said, help those in our world to understand and realize deliverance is only in thee. And the only peace that we will ever have in this world is through thee. So have thine own divine way. Guide and direct. Keep your people. Keep us in thy name. We beg and ask it of thee. And we ask that thou would allow your spirit to let us hear what the spirit has to say to the church this day. For Christ's sake is our prayer. Amen.
The Lord, spirit of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. I am before you to lift the morning offering today. Amen. Special offering for today, because this is the second Sunday, special offering is for the building fund. And as we file by, we may place that offering for the building fund in the center plate. Our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. And I did want to mention, I called Sister Lillian at that moment, and I thank the Lord for Brother Byron's prayer for Brother James. Brother James is there with her, helping her get her food and things like that. And so we thank God for Brother James, for him being there and being a help to her, being such a help. Around her home while she's not able to get around and And we understand that because of his job, he's not able to be, he works, since he's worked his jobs at night, he's not able to be on Wednesday nights as he was before. So just continue to thank God for that. Brother Byron remembered him in prayer and would continue to lift him up in prayer. And again, we're thankful for the help that he is to Sister Lillian.
Amen. Amen.
We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. We thank you, dear God, for providing, Lord, for our needs. And we know, dear Father, Lord, if there are any outstanding needs, Lord, you already know about them also, dear Father. And we know, Lord, that you're fully able to bless. And so, Father, we just give you glory this morning for all that you have done to us and for us, Lord. Everything, Lord. Lord, we just give you glory. Father, we thank you, dear God, for the privilege, dear God, of bringing our tithes and offerings into your storehouse, even, Lord, as you have instructed us in your word. And we pray, Lord, that you would receive them, dear God, and use them, dear Father, as you see fit. Use them according to your will, dear God. Give us wisdom, dear Father, Lord, as to what you would have us to do, dear God. Lord, that you might receive the glory for it all. We pray, Lord, that you would bless each gift and each giver, dear Father. Lord, not only, dear Father, for what is being put into the plate, dear God, but bless our lives, dear God. Direct our path, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be exalted in all things. Remember those, Lord, who don't have to give, dear Father, for we know, Lord, that you're able to pour out a blessing, Lord, from the windows of heaven, Lord, such that they would not even be able to receive it all. Just have your way, Lord, in us, and help us, dear God, to be a blessing to some soul. Help us, Lord, to be led of your spirit, dear God, that others might know that you are a mighty God. Lord, that you are rich, dear God. Lord, that the cattle on 1,000 hills are yours, dear Father. But, Lord, the richness, dear God, that we truly treasure, dear God, Lord, is eternal life, dear God, which is without price. Lord, have your way in us, dear God, and help us, Lord, to ever, Lord, to be about your business and to stand fast in your word, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Who can cheer the hard night, Jesus? By his presence all divine, true and tender, pure and precious. Oh, oh, how blessed to call him mine. Oh, that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to be. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. Of a price so freely given, praise of God beyond degree, mercy higher than the heavens, deeper than the deepest sea. Oh, that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. What a wonderful redemption, never can a mortal ever know. How my sins are red like crimson, can be whiter than the snow. Life to me, Every need his hand supplies, every good in him I see. On his strength divinely plying, he is all in all to me. And the fairest of 10,000 is my blessed Lord I see. By the crystal flowing river, with the ransom I will sing. And forever and forever and glorify the King. Oh, that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. Oh, that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000
Love. I'll not forget that book. the old account was settled long ago. Long ago. Long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. And my record clear today, for he washed my sins away. When the old account was settled long ago, oh, long ago, oh, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. And my record clear today, for he washed my sins away. When the old account was settled long ago.
Freedom.
Amen. Long ago. Settled it all.
Freedom.
In one of the other, I believe it's on sheet music, is when at the judgment bar, there's another verse. I stand before my king, and he the books will open. He cannot find a thing. Then will my heart be glad, and tears of joy will flow. Because I had it settled, and settled it long ago.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Once it gets settled, it's got to stay settled. Amen. When we're redeemed, we have to remain redeemed. Amen.
Amen.
There's no stepping back. There's no sliding back. Praise our God.
Amen.
We have to have a made-up mind to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for his goodness.
Oh, yes.
Thank God for us who can have joy in our Savior and joy in this great salvation.
Amen.
Praise our God. Shall we stand? We want to lift up our pastor in prayer before she comes before us. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise our God.
Praise God.
Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear Father. Lord, in humbleness of heart, dear God. Lord, ready to hear from thee, dear Father.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint our pastor, Lord, to preach your eternal word to us. We pray, dear God, that you would open our hearts, Lord, to receive all of it, dear God. For we know, dear Father, that you send it, dear God, for the cleansing of the nation. We know, Lord, you send it, dear God, that we might once cleanse, Lord, that we might be strengthened in thee, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would send your word, dear God, from on high. As the psalm puts it, send your power down, dear God. The power of Pentecost, consuming sin and dross. Let the holy fire from heaven fall on each and every one of us, dear God, as your word goes forth. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would purge, dear God, anything that needs to be purged, dear Father. Lord, that you would, Lord, cleanse and save, Lord, anything that needs, Lord, to be saved, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to hearts, Lord, strengthen us, dear Father. Lord, if there are those, Lord, who are still lost in sin, Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that your word would find them, dear God, and Lord, that your spirit would speak to their heart, dear God, and Lord, that they would surrender to thee, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would just continue to have your way, Lord. Strengthen our pastor with all might, Lord, in your spirit, Lord, to utter the words of life to us. And help us, Lord, to eat the bread of life, even, Lord, as it is ministered unto us. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our pastor, Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God. It's truly a blessing to be in the house of the Lord this beautiful day. Sister Blake. Giving honor to her, I thank God for her, and thank God as I went to the altar, I started having some muscle spasms and some tightness in my chest, and so I just have to go to the Lord and ask God to help me. So just remember me in prayer. Things on my heart that I just need to let the Lord have his way, amen? But I do want to say I thank God for our mothers. Today is a day that's been set aside by the world and celebrate God's beautiful gift to the world, the mother. I want to include all mothers under the umbrella of this. All mothers deserve to be honored, and not just on Mother's Day, but every day. Amen. God has blessed each of us, saved or unsaved, with good mothers, many with a godly mother and a godly wife. Today is not the only day to express our love to them and our gratitude for all that they've done. And I hope and pray that each and every one has a blessed Mother's Day in the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. And as Sister Blake said, it's good to see our mothers in Zion here with us this morning, and especially Sister Holmes. We thank God for you. Thank God you have truly been a mother indeed. I know you have your own children, but you've been a mother indeed to us. Thank God for that. You and Sister Carol likewise. Thank God for that. The motherly figures that we have that God has blessed us with. Thank God we have had the privilege of being able to worship together and continue to worship the Lord. Amen? Amen. Amen. In our hearing, we read Hebrews 2, 1 through 4. I trust you have your Bibles. And I say to the young people, wake up, sit up, and get your pen and pad. Get writing these scriptures down. There's no time to come into the house of the Lord and sit down and sleep. It's about to hear the word of God. We want to hear the word of God. We're living in some perilous times right now, and the word of God is there for a reason. As brother, thank God for the beautiful prayer he gave Brother Byron. Thank the Lord, because we want to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church this morning, or this afternoon, I should say. But in our hearing, we read Hebrews 2, 1 through 4. We know that this is part 4 of this message series. And I know some may have came this morning to, or this afternoon to hear a traditional Mother's Day message. However, as I share with Sister Blake downstairs, I believe God's great plan of salvation is the best Mother's Day gift that can be given. Praise our God. You see, when we look around and we see all the turmoil in our land, we can see that mankind needs God's great plan of salvation. We see how America is going through the wrath of God because we have forsaken him. The Bible says in Romans 1, 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. And we can see this saints of God happening right now in our land. He said, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. He said, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness. See, God gave them up to these things because they didn't like to retain God in their knowledge, and they didn't want to do the things that God said. God gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies. You know, we may walk around and we may say, well, why are they like this? Why is that happening? Why are so many saying they're born this way? God has gave them over to this uncleanness because they did not want to retain God in their knowledge. He said, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator. We're seeing that happening. Who is blessed forever. Amen. And then it went on to say, for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. Oh, yes. Saints of God. Yes. He said, for even their women did change a natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust, one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. Oh, and then it went on to say, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. God gave them over to the carnal mind that they have.
to do those things which are not convenient. Oh, and then he said, being filled with all the unrighteous, with all unrighteousness. Because you wonder to yourself when you hear the news, you say, well, why is it so bad here? Why is it so this and why? He said, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. Are we seeing that in our land, saints of God? And then we wonder why the things are happening. Disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who know in the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death. If you're committing these things, you're not going to the kingdom of God. He says you're worthy of death. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. See, all the chaos that we are seeing in our world today are the consequences of our choices. The perils are many, as we can see. God has given America what she wants, and that is a life without him. Now that America has chosen this role, we are seeing the consequences of our decisions to remove prayer from school, to remove God from public places, to remove God from our homes and allow the enemy to come in through various media forms, to not raise our children in the admonition of the Lord. And if we want things to change, we are going to have to get a hold of God. God has a great plan of salvation to save the wayward man. Whether you're male or female, young or old, God's plan is 100% reliable. In other words, you can count on it doing just what God has promised that it's going to do, and that is to save lost souls. Praise God. See, this is the only plan known to man that will never fail. It can never be revoked, and it is absolutely worthy of our belief and our faith because it gives us an assurance of an eternal home in heaven. In verse 3 of Hebrews 2, it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, God's great plan of salvation. God's great plan of salvation. During this series, the Holy Spirit of God has revealed to us that God's great plan of salvation is for anyone who believeth in Christ Jesus. The message of salvation is one that brings individuals fully and completely to God. We learned on last Lord's Day, and brother said it in the prayer, that God's plan can save to the uttermost, meaning that God's plan of salvation can completely and perfectly save a lost soul from sin, from being bound to committing sin. And God's plan can set one free from the root of sin that is in the flesh. You see, God's plan has the power to change even the blackest of hearts. The Bible says these words in Ephesians, the second chapter, in verse 1. It says, and you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. You see, all of us had a past life when we were dead in trespasses and sins. When we were alive to this old world, we lived in it. We moved in it. We loved it. We laughed in it. And we sought pleasure in it. But we were dead even while we were out there living. Why? Because we were dead to the things of Almighty God. We could not see God. We did not know him. We did not sense him or even get to him. Couldn't even get to him on our own. We were devoid of all spiritual things, but one day, praise Almighty God, his plan of salvation was revealed to you and I.
and we believed in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Praise be to God this morning that he spoke peace to our troubled soul. You see, God's plan of salvation has the power that no other religion or religious movement has. God's plan of salvation is great because it takes a lost soul and it changes them into the children of the living God with the hope of eternal life with God in heaven. Praise our God. I think of that last verse in the song we sang, the old account was settled. It says, O sinner, trust the Lord, be cleansed of all your sins, for thus he has provided for you to enter in. And what, who has he provided? My peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Also, we are told in Philippians, the fourth chapter, these words in verse 7. As I said, we're closing. Praise our God. Verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He offers us joy. We're told in 1 Peter 1, these words, whom having not seen, praise our God. He said, you love. He said, in whom though now you see not. You see, saints of God, we haven't seen God. Oh, but we can love him, amen? We can love his word. We can love his people. We can love what he's done for us. He said, whom having not seen, you love, and whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise our God. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Praise God. You think about that, saint. Oh, that's something to be think. That's why he said, comfort yourself with these words. Oh, here's what he tells us in the word of God. See, there's a lot of things God has. Sometimes I think we go through a lot of things because we don't get into the word. But listen to what he says there. He said, then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Praise our God. God has left his word on record for us. We've got to live holy lives before the Lord. We've got to live so that we can make it in. Because the great plan of salvation is what God has given to all mankind. God bless you is my prayer. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank God. Thank God for this great plan of salvation. Thank God for his word. This day. Isn't it good to know, as Pastor was talking about the comment that was made by Sister Melita, she said, think of who, when we pray, think of who we're praying to. Think of Almighty God, who was thinking of mankind when he made this great plan of salvation.
Amen.
Who was thinking of us. Even when he made this great plan of salvation. Amen. Amen. I was just thinking, pastors, you were preaching and brought to my mind a scripture in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 29:11. Thinking about the thoughts that God had of us in this great plan of salvation. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you.
Amen.
This is God's great plan of salvation. And he knew the thoughts that he had toward us.
Amen.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, praise saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace.
Yeah.
Didn't Pastor just talk about peace?
Yeah.
Wasn't she just talking about
praise
the peace,
God,
the
amen.
Peace of God
yes.
that passeth all understanding?
God.
The Lord was thinking thoughts of peace toward us. Even in Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace. That's what this great plan of salvation,
that we might be justified toward God, have forgiveness of sins. That first verse of chapter 5 of Romans, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's God's will for us, to have peace with him. Verse 2 says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. God's great plan of salvation was so that we would have a hope beyond this world.
Mm-hmm.
Back in Jeremiah chapter 29, of that verse 11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And what is that expectation? That expectation is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the reason for God's great plan of salvation for us. Verse 12 in Jeremiah, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Pastor said some want to be a part-time Christian, but they want full-time blessings.
Mm-hmm.
But the word of God says we have to seek him and search for him with all of our heart. So there's no part-time in that. She said we have to make every effort to live holy and righteously and godly in this world. In this present world, that's God's great plan of salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Because living for him now will give us eternal life, everlasting life hereafter.
Amen.
That's God's great plan.
Amen.
It's not God's will that we perish. It's not God's will that we die in sin. His great plan of salvation gave us a Savior. Amen. But we have to walk in his word.
Amen.
Shall we stand? What shall we sing? The Evening Light, page 433. Why carelessly wait? Why carelessly wait? God made this plan from the foundation of the world, all the way back from the foundation of the world. So why carelessly wait? Number 433 in the Evening Light.
Oh, come to the Lord today, come still without delay. Oh, give him your heart, I pray. Why carelessly wait? Soon you will be called to die. Why carelessly wait? Why carelessly wait? Why carelessly wait? You know that the end is nigh. Why carelessly wait? Sin, there is no hope at last. The day of God's grace been past, with mercy's door closed and fast, why carelessly wait? When there at the judgment throne, your sins will be all made known. There Satan will claim his own. Why carelessly wait? Oh. way. You know that the end is nigh. I cannot see
way. You know that second verse that we just sang, the sadness of that verse. For one who has waited, one who is lost without a Savior, one who did not take the Lord at his word in his great plan of salvation, one who rejected the great God's great plan of salvation and was not saved. It says, since there is no hope at last, because as Pastor said, Jesus said, if you die in your sins where I am, you cannot come. It says, the day of God's grace then passed. Because death is separation. Spiritual death is spiritual separation from God. God's grace will have passed by. With mercy's door closed and fast, and it will not reopen. So why carelessly wait? When there at the judgment throne, because the small and great will all have to stand before God's throne in the judgment. When they're at the judgment throne, your sins will be all made known. So there are things that people think that they've done and they're hidden. There are things that people think that nobody will ever find out about. But that is not so. It says your sins will be all made known. And there's no way to hide from God. So there Satan will claim his own. Why carelessly? My Lord, how sad, how sad. That third verse starts out, soul, do not idly stand unheeding the Lord's command, because you'll perish in sinking sand. Don't wait. There's one here today who does not know the Lord and the pardon of their sins. Mm-hmm. Oh, we beg you, come. The Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is seeking you. Seek him. Don't allow death to find you lost and undone. My God. Amen. That third verse, your pulse will ere long be still. That means you're going to be dead forever. Air means forever. In death will your blood soon chill. Oh, hasten, obey God's will. Why carelessly wait? Pastor preached about how people are shooting. People are going to the mall. There's shooting going on. They're going to the grocery store. There's shooting going on. There are people who are running people down with their cars. And they don't care how old you are, whether you're young or whether you're old. That verse 4, soon in eternity, poor sinner, your soul shall be. What then can atone for thee? Why carelessly wait? You'll stand at the judgment seat. Your record of sins you'll meet. Oh, come, please come, bowing at Jesus' feet. Why carelessly wait? Why carelessly wait? Is there one who will come? Is there one that will say, will raise their hand and say, pray for me. I'm not saved, but pray for me. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Haley. Amen. Bless the Lord. We'll remember that hand.
Amen.
Are there others who just say, I want to make my calling and election sure? I know I want to make mine sure.
Amen.
This time.
Amen. Oh, so do not idly stand unheeding the Lord's command. You'll perish in seeking sand. Why carelessly wait? Your pulse will ere long be still. soon in eternity, or thinner your soul shall be, what then can atone for thee? Why carelessly wait? You'll stand at the judgment seat, your record of sins you'll meet. Come, bowing at Jesus' feet, why carelessly wait? Why carelessly wait? Why carelessly wait? You know that the end is nigh. Why carelessly wait?
My Lord, my Lord. Amen. Seeing the hands that were raised. One hand was raised. I'm not saved right now, but please pray for me. It was one of our young people. Amen. Haley raised her hand. Other hands were raised. We just want to be firmly anchored in the Lord. We thank God for his word this day. We'll look to the Lord. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word this morning, this afternoon, Lord. Father, we thank you, dear God, because, Lord, your spirit spoke, dear God, to our hearts. Lord, we know, dear God, that it was the truth, dear God. We know, Lord, that it was the light of your word, Lord, shining on our pathways, dear Father. And we thank you, dear God, for the truth that was preached to us this day. We thank you, Lord, for physically touching Pastor Jenkins, dear God. Lord, she was having muscle cramps, dear God, a tightness in her chest. But, Lord, you touched her, dear God, to be able to deliver the word which you gave to her. And we thank you, Lord, for what you've done for her, dear God. And we thank you, Lord, for the word, dear God, that you, Lord, put on her tongue, dear God. And, Lord, she gave utterance, dear Father, and it spoke to our hearts, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for this great plan of salvation, Lord, that was poured out, dear God, poured out through the blood of your dear Son. Lord, that was spoken of this morning, dear God, it was expounded upon, dear God, it was declared, dear God, as the truth of the gospel. We thank you, dear God, Lord, for your word this day. And we thank you, Lord, for what our hearts have heard this day. Help us, dear God, to walk in your word, dear Father. Lord, we want to be sure, dear God, Father, that we are measuring fully, dear God, to your word, dear God. Lord, with our whole heart, dear Father. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for again showing us your truth, dear God, and encouraging our hearts, Lord, to walk in it. And Father, you saw, dear God, the upraised hand, dear Father. Lord, our young person, dear Father, who raised her hand, dear God. Lord, says she's not saved, Lord, but she heard your word this morning, dear God. And so, Lord, we're lifting her up to thee, dear Father. And we pray, dear God, that you would continue, Lord, to speak to her heart, dear God. Father, we know, dear Father, that you're able, Lord, to save her, Lord, because you saved us, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would continue to speak to her heart, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that, Lord, you would, Lord, give her a tender heart, dear God, to receive your word, dear God, to walk in faith, dear God, believing your word. We pray, dear God, that you would come, Lord, to a knowledge of the truth, Lord, and a faith, dear God, that's deep enough, Lord, for her to step out, dear God, and say, Lord, I want to be saved. Father, we pray, dear God, for this young child, this young woman, dear Father. We know, dear God, Father, that, Lord, if she will step out, Lord, and ask, Lord, for your forgiveness, Lord, we know, Lord, that you will save her to the uttermost. Lord, we know, dear God, that you will be able to use her, dear God, to your glory, dear Father. We know, Lord, that you're calling, you have a calling, Lord, on her life. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless her, dear Father. Lord, we know, Lord, that it took courage for her to raise her hand and ask to be remembered in prayer. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, we pray, Lord, that you would honor that courage, dear Father, and continue to bless her, be with her, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that she would come to you, Lord. And, Father, Lord, if she comes to you, Lord, you will in no wise cast her out. Father, we pray, dear God, also for our other young people, Lord, those who did not raise a hand, dear Father. Lord, we're still praying for them, dear God. We're praying, dear God, that you would speak to their heart, Lord, and that they would get to the place where they have the courage even to raise their hand, dear God, and say, pray for me. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts. We know, Lord, that they heard the word, dear God. We pray, dear Father, that you would continue, dear God, Lord, to deal with them, dear Father. Lord, bring your word to the remembrance, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that they're learning, dear God, of thee, dear Father. And, Lord, that they would seek you while you may be found. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember each and every one of us, dear God, who heard your word. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to walk, Lord, in the light as it shines on our pathway. Thank you again, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your son. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Thank you, dear God, for our pastor. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to have your way in us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be the people, your people indeed, dear God. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that your great plan of salvation, dear God, is an eternal plan, dear God. And Lord, we want, Lord, to be your children eternally. Bless us, dear God, and help us, Lord, to be an example and a blessing to someone else. As we ask in the name of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and for his sake. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. May be seated. Or anyone would like to express themselves. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We're so glad. Hey, thank you, Sister Lawrence. That's what we have to. When the Lord has done something for us, we have to tell about it. Amen. Thank the Lord. Good to see you. Praise God. Sister Holmes. Amen. 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 Praise our God. Amen. Amen. Sister Holmes, as you were talking, the words to the one song that we sing. When first I started to seek the Lord, I'm glad I counted the cost. I fully measured to Jesus' words. I'm glad I counted the cost. And you would say that's like what you were saying. That's what you, from when you first started to seek the Lord, even when you were young, you measured the Jesus word, counted the cost, and you're still here today. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Amen.
And aren't we glad that God's word does not change? Sister Jenkins is preaching what Pastor Wilbur preached. Pastor Wilbur, I'm sure, was preaching what another true minister of God was preaching, because God's word is the same. It doesn't change, does it? Amen. Amen. We dare not try. Amen. Not add to nor subtract from. Amen.